Given that we're a couple of minutes over time. So, just agenda. Item number one, any apologies?
Chairperson, there's apologies from Councillors Fitzpatrick and Loughran.
Okay. Enright and Hart as well. And Owen Devlin. Okay. I suppose, first of all, under chairperson's remarks, we should acknowledge that Conal McKee from Dundrum Gaelic Club sadly passed away recently, and we would extend our sympathies to the family, given their loss. I know Conal. Funeral took place there yesterday in Dundrum, so certainly want to extend our sympathies to that. Also, under Chairman's remarks, we would like to congratulate Dunpatrick Football Club ladies who won their League Cup and they're moving progression into the final of their Championship Cup as well. So, wish them all the best. Might do a double this year. Also, we'd like to acknowledge the chairman, Mark Merlin's Be Active Cup, which was very successful and has been great to bring the whole district together for sports, and hopefully in the future we'll see plenty more of that. Do we have anything else? No. Okay. All right. Moving on, item number two, decorations of interest. Members, officers? Nothing? All right. Item number four, then, is the Leisure Mobile app presentation. I've been told that it is going to work. So, apologies. Action sheet, sorry, folks. And see, I'm not keen on getting this rattled through because some people are going away on holidays and we want to support her as much as possible. Apologies, members. Item number three, action sheets. So I'm just going to go through them page by page, so if there's any issues. Page number one, page number two, page number three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Any issues? No.
I would just like to point out here they're not full pages.
Okay. All right. Happy enough? Yep. Item number four then, Leisure Mobile App presentation.
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much. Councillors, as part of your indoor leisure business plan back in 2016, one of the key work streams for us was to review the technology and the use of the modern infrastructure across our estate, and also look at the development and enhancement of the website offerings, to include the likes of online joining, online booking and mobile app. So our team have been working over the last number of months review our technology offerings. And today we wanted to give you a sneak peek before we're in a position to launch this to the citizens of the district. Earlier on this year, we launched online booking and online joining via the council website. And we're still working on the development side of this application and the number of items that we need to fine-tune. But ultimately, it'll be underpinned by the leisure and sport identity, which is Be Active, and it should be aiming to provide a real-time, one-stop-shop information portal for everything that's happening within the leisure and sports section. In time, it should seek to further engage, retain and attract our customers by providing a valuable marketing and information tool. This will be available to download via the iOS and the Android via the Apple iTunes and Google Play. It's free. They can access all the indoor leisure facility information, choose and join particular membership categories, hall timetables, pool timetables, and activity information, and can also contact our staff. So I'll just give you a quick run through here, not spend too much time on it, but effectively we're a one-stop shop. We can book our group exercise classes, that's linked into your membership account, and it's all very seamless, touch of a button. You can still contact our centres, of course, but what it'll do, it'll give you the availability of what's happening, when it's happening, spaces, and so on and so forth. In terms of the information as well, we've got news as well, so if we it'll give us the opportunity to interact and engage with our customers on a real-time basis. So we're still using the Facebook and social media streams, but it'll give us an opportunity to pull all of our different details onto the app as and when required. We have information there on our class timetables for all the centres. We have the opportunity then to join, information on what's included in each membership category, the pricing, and whether it's paid in full, concessionary rates, direct debit rates. We've also got activity information as well, which is in each of the centres, so you can see exactly what's going on, where we have user groups and clubs that also book our facilities. Their contact details will be uploaded onto this portal as well, so hopefully develop further partnerships with the user groups that we've already got relationships with. The most exciting thing about it is the ability to interact with their fitness equipment as well. It's got real-time activity tracking to the My Wellness app, so therefore you can track your activity, your calories, your distance, your gym workouts. You don't have to be a member of the fitness facilities to do this. It's free, so if you have a wearable device like a Fitbit, Garmin, Strava, you can connect that into it, so your outdoor walking trails, any walking that you're doing out and about in the community, you can also check that as well. So we are looking to launch within the coming weeks. We're hopeful that it will further aid the customer experience that we have across our indoor leisure facilities at the minute. Ultimately improving our engagement methods, enhance the user experience, and ultimately with the activity tracking feature that we've got on it as well, in terms of your lifestyle, your body measurements, your personal records, and even just your general day-to-day health and well-being. We're hopeful that we'll have a positive influence on the citizens in our district in the weeks and months to come. So we're hopefully in a position to notify the councillors in the first instance in the coming weeks before we're ready to do a full public launch on it. So apologies for the technical glitches there, but hopefully that's given you a wee bit of a flavour in terms of what it might look and feel like. And as I said, it's free and it's easily downloadable, like you would with any other mobile app. Well, that's hopefully where our staff come in. They'll hopefully get you in and have a chat with you and find out what's going on.
For those that are on Fit TV, you can get personal training there at the Leisure Centre. Athletes should be alright. So,
Liz, thanks, Kieran, for a brilliant presentation. It's just coincidentally recently I was at a hospital appointment and one of the nurses was telling me how fantastic I've been speaking your leisure centre is, but one of the key features that she'd mentioned to me was that the armbands that they have, they can track activity. Unbelievable. And I see a few gyms, and unfortunately not in your sports centre, but maybe in the future. But it's something I don't think any other gym does it, any other leisure centre. And this is only bringing it up at another level. So I think it's a fantastic achievement. Well done to everyone involved.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for
the Yeah, just to congratulate and concur with what Liz is saying. Probably in 2018, people need access to things instantaneously, and you see it in schools bringing out apps to let parents know what's going on a day-to-day basis and that there, and parents really respond well to that. I know my children are at swimming lessons, and I've spoken to you before about the difficulties that I have. I don't be in the leisure centre, I'd be between work and here and being away in different places and that. Sometimes I miss the deadlines to get them re-registered, and if it's only an app and you can do it through the app, and it's just going to make it a lot easier for parents to do that sort of thing. So, no, well done. Looks really good.
Thank you, Mar. Councillor Quinn.
Yes, I just want to ensure this is going to be in all the council leisure centres, including Kilkeel.
Yes, Chair. It's away from the screen now, but yes, we'll have it in Newry Leisure Centre, Kilkeel, Ballymote, Down Leisure Centre, and also the Newcastle area as well. So, certain elements are already available via the website, but this will now give it the ability to be scalable on a mobile app device.
I just wondered, because of our involvement with the other sports clubs, would some of the likes of the football clubs, which have gyms of varying degrees, would they be able to link into this at any time?
Chair, probably through the way the apps are set up, it's a relationship directly with the council organisation, and through the likes of the recent GDPR legislation as well, we need to make sure that we're managing all of our services probably in-house. So unfortunately not, however, but if any of our local clubs, user groups want to give us information, we can certainly put it on the app and we can share information for them.
Well, maybe we can introduce this to them at the next meeting of the sports forum.
Thanks, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's thank you, Chair. Just in following on from Brian, I'm going to make 2 points there about local clubs and sports clubs, and just people making that transition from the couch to 5K, 5K to Parkland, Parkland to Newcastle Athletics or East Down Athletics or whoever. That's considered being a real strong point. And certainly, again, I'm a bit curious as well. But again, you're touching as well the linking into Strava, Garmin. Those things there are so important because that people can derive social media, whatever, Facebook communities, whatever, but that fitness community it shouldn't be underestimated as a way of motivation and keeping people active. So if that can be harnessed in a good way, like in a user friendly way, then that's something that really should be expressed and expanded upon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much, Mayor. I think it's a great thing. Everyone has a smartphone these days and uses app, and fitness is quite a big thing. And I think going forward, if it's across all of our facilities, from the launch, it will be in particular areas, but then going district-wide in all of our facilities, it would be great. And getting even council staff involved in groups and maybe setting up a walk-in club within the buildings or around the facilities. It's great potential to expand. Alright, thank you. Moving on then to item number 5, that's the DEA update, and that's you, Janine.
Yes, Chair and members, another busy few months for the DEA, so the report in front of you details some of those activities. Information even for Bulgarian residents, cultural awareness and language support sessions, penalty shootouts for World Cup men's penalty shootout in partnership with CDRCM, cross-community international Children's Day event and crime prevention public engagement event. So again, a snapshot of what the DEAs are up to, and we would ask the committee then to approve the recommendations contained within.
Proposed. Second. Is that okay, sir? Councillor O'Malley and Councillor Wilson. All right. Perfect. Any matters arising? I can just say I did partake in that World Cup men's penalty shootout, but didn't do so well this year. So, few matters arising there?
I just wanted to welcome the night we had at the Arts Centre at the towards the end of July. We had an information evening for the ethnic communities, and which was very well turned out, and it was good to see a full turnout of the statutory agencies there also. So, but everybody's concerned to appreciate the work that was done to that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Andrews. All right. Moving on then is item number 6, and it's the Wi-Fi and community centres, Janine.
Yes, Chair. This members will remember this is a recommendation arising from the community centre effectiveness review, and it was that council would seek to put Wi-Fi in the 7 council-owned community centres as a matter of priority. We're seeking committee approval to progress now to business case stage and work with our IT department to procure and appoint. There's no resource implications for this year because we included this amount in the capital rate estimates for last year.
Okay. Councillor Dolan.
Just wondering where's none of the Mullins Community Centres mentioned here, Janine? And will the new City Road Community Centre be having Wi-Fi?
At the minute, the recommendation stands for the council-owned, council-managed centre, so it was just what the review had put forward as a priority. Council technically should be looking after the buildings that it owns and staffs. We can then, following on from that, move into the centres that we own and community volunteers manage. So next year, I'd be looking to put an amount in the rate estimates to cover those type of Wi-Fi plans.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll propose it then.
All right. Thanks, Sir Andrew.
Thanks very much, Chair. In relation to paper, I welcome it, and I'd only be too happy to second the recommendations. It's I do welcome the fact that the bridge centre is going to be going to Wi-Fi, but a thing at this stage I'd like to flag up is that, see, the Wi-Fi, will it operate during opening hours? Because I know I've heard of instances that people using other businesses' Wi-Fi to all hours of the night playing rave music and everything, using up Wi-Fi and all, and I'm just wondering that during, will the Wi-Fi be operating during those opening times to ensure that nothing untoward happens at night time when the casual facilities are closed?
Our plan is that Wi-Fi will be on-site.
Councillor Murray, Councillor Andy Steele, and before you press the button,
Look, I'm happy to second Sean's proposal. This is something that has come up again and again in the Sleep Willing Day, in particular, I don't know about the rest of them. There's such poor connectivity in some parts of South Armagh that it just keeps coming up again and again since the forum was set up. So, to see Bestwick and Clockray and Cross and Graham on here, we sort of said it today, we could link in with schools and encourage homework groups in the community centres, and you'd be opening up the community centres to far more people than are using them at present. And you could say to people, you might not have Wi-Fi in your home, but there is Wi-Fi in the local community centre, so you just have down the community centre between such and such an hours, and I think it's fantastic. And as Sean was saying, you know, while it's the council-owned community centres at present, if this all goes well, there's no reason why next year and the year after and the year after that, this can't be rolled out across other civic buildings.
Thank you, Robert.
Sure, I also welcome it, and as Councillor Murray has said, it's raised its head in his DA, and it's also raised its head in our DA in relation to Killeley and Ballinahinch. There's a number of user groups in them leisure facilities who some of the activities they're doing, they maybe need to use Wi-Fi, they can't, and they can't get a signal down there because there is nothing, so it has to be welcomed. Just one other point that maybe you would take on board maybe further down the line is that we have our leisure centres there, and I think a lot of people do not have Wi-Fi at home. A lot of people just maybe can't afford it, so they can't. Maybe further down the line, that each of the community centres could have a desktop or a laptop computer where the public can go in if they need to, for example, pay for something online and that there. They could go in down to the leisure centre, the community centre, and do all that there. Now, that's just a suggestion I'm making for maybe further down the line. We need to get this up and running first in relation to it. But I think it's an excellent idea. You know, we're moving more and more in the 21st century, so we are, in relation to broadband and that, and it has to be welcomed. But maybe if you would take that on board too, in relation to people that doesn't have it, they can go down in there.
Okay. Councillor Quinn?
Yes, I would agree with what the fellow councillors had to say. As Sean mentioned, you know, Kilkee Leisure Centre or Arnold Isle Community Centre doesn't seem to appear there. But also, with what Councillor Walker had to say, with PIP and things like that now having to be done online, we need to be getting this into as many centres as we possibly can. So I would fully support this, yes.
All right, thank you. We've had a proposal in a second there. Happy to move on. Everyone in agreement? Yeah? All right. Item number 7 then is the Community Centre Review and Strategy, Janine.
Yes, Chair and members, another review recommendation. The review highlighted that regardless of the funding model that some community facilities operate under, that they're important assets to our community, and we should continue to support community centre provision in a fair and equitable manner. In order to do that, as a council, we need to consider areas throughout the district where there are currently gaps in provision, where there is no community centre provision, and where we need to support those communities. In order to do that, we are recommending the development of our community centre strategy. So we're looking for approval to take members through that process using the NEGRO framework. And again, we have included the budget for that within this year's rates estimate.
propose and second. You got from Councillor O'Mary and Councillor Owen. Janine, I would just say one thing is it's about ensuring fairness and equality across all, because obviously some DAs don't have any council-owned centres or council-owned community-led centres, and it's just ensuring that everyone has a fair balance and are able to survive, and that the criteria doesn't disadvantage anyone in particular, but happy enough. All right, moving on then, and it's item number 8, and it's the financial assistance approval for call 4, and that's yourself again, Janine.
Yes, Chair and members, at the last committee meeting, I think it was, we had advised you that the financial assistance calls were closed for this year. Since then, Sport NI have advised us that they have money that could be allocated to the community under the Everybody Active 220 strand. The details of it are included in the paper. We are seeking permission from committee to reopen the financial assistance call and put this money out to the application across the district. At the same time, to go through the departments and council and see if there are any underspends or any other pots of money that could also go out to the community, so that this is just not a one-pot call. I hope that makes sense. So it's approval to open a financial assistance call for Sports Active and any other things as required.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks so much, Chair. I do welcome this paper, and it's good to see, and I'm too happy to propose that they go ahead. But in relation to application forms and procedures to apply, just some of the concerns that we do get from people is that the forms are like a maze to go around, and maybe through time we'll make the forms and procedures more simple for people to understand. It's just that associations and clubs would say that forms take a university degree to understand it, but I would appreciate if the simplification procedures could be taken on board as well, but I'm only too happy to propose that paper.
All right, Councillor Quinn.
Yes, I just want to sort of say what Terry said. The larger groups who are certainly now dependent on council for funding in some cases, I would like to see us trying to simplify the forms so that the smaller groups who are doing some very good work on very, very little money, and they seem to be having difficulties with the application forms, and it's to give them a fair chance as well. So I would second them.
Okay. I would just say in response to that, Councillor Quinn, obviously the council do hold workshops before applications or even financial assistance calls happen, and all groups are encouraged to attend those workshops to assist them with the applications. But yes, I do agree that the procedures and the approach too could be simpler, but there is support there by council to help those groups. So for those that are contacting me, I'd encourage them to go to the workshop or to reach out to the DAA officer or any council staff to seek that guidance. So I think it is there. Councillor Walker.
Sure, thank you very much. I also welcome it and concur with the two previous speakers in relation to the application forms. You know, some of these groups, and I do welcome this additional money. It has to be welcomed, so it does, and it gives some of the groups out there another bite of the cherry, so it does. But some of these groups are maybe only seeking, you know, £400 or £500, and I know they're coming to me as an active representative, and I do tell them to go to the workshops and that, and they're saying that some of these forms are top heavy. We're only looking for £500. You know, I'll give you a prime example is the youth drop-in in Killala. £500 to keep them afloat a year, the excellent work they do. You know, because of the top heavy paperwork and that, you know, they've decided sort of to suspend it for a while, so they have, and they're not meeting. And what we have found in Killala because of that is, in the last 3 months, and the PSNI will confirm it, that the antisocial behaviour levels have risen again, have risen because of it. But one of the reasons that they're not, you know, applying is they're saying that the paperwork is top heavy. Surely, if you're only applying maybe for £300, £400, £500, you know, the form could be simplified more.
Okay. Just before I take you on, Councillor Doran, Janine's just go respond to that. Janine.
Yes, Chair and members. you will recall through this committee that we carried out a review of the financial assistance process, and one of the recommendations was to refine the application. And we did that as officers. We carried out that exercise internally, and where a group were to apply under four themes, for example, we would have previously expected four separate applications. This time we don't. We expect the one application with four inserts detail in the theme. So we have refined the application slightly, but our big hope and our dream is the implementation of the electronic grant management system, which this committee has given approval for, which council has ring-fenced the money for us to implement, and which we're now starting down the route of. And this will change for all of the groups across the district the financial assistance process. It will take away the need for the hard copies, it will take away the printing costs, it will take the repetitive nature away, and it would also help us as a council to guide groups through the process. So if a group hasn't submitted the relevant documentation, or if they're missing something that we need for the application, they can't proceed through the electronic grant management system. They're not going to fail on basic eligibility, in other words. So the electronic grant management system should take away all these frustrations and concerns. We've refined the application, we appreciate it's not enough, but we're moving in the right direction.
All right. Thank you, Janine. Councillor Rowan.
Sure, I don't know how much money is in this funding pot.
Yes, Chair, it should be.
I know the answer. You want me to say it? Are we allowed to say it? No. Is it not 57? 57,000, is it? But the applicant can only get up to three. So each application is up to 3,000, but there's 57 in the pot. There we are. See? I keep you right to me. All right. We have a proposer and seconder. Happy enough to move on, members? Everyone in agreement? Yeah? All right. Item number 9 then is the additional funding from the Department for Communities for the Citizens Advice, Newry, Mourne and Down. And that's yourself, Janine.
Yes, Chair. Members, this is a good news story. Additional funding has been provided for local advice services, totaling £135,925. It is specifically for advice. It's broken down: advice grant, advice sector support for universal credit implementation, and council is not expected to match on this amount. So, as I say, it's a good news story.
And we'll say that again just for Jim and Lisa. Good news story, good news. Councillor Quinn.
Yes, if we need a proposal for that, I would propose it, because I know the advice centres are being swamped because of TIP and other things, and they've just not been able to get round the number of people who are in desperation for their help. So any funding that can help them get more staff or get more hours has to be welcomed.
Perfect. Councillor Andrews.
Like Councillor Quinn, I'd like to concur with his remarks. I know I do love the tribunals and staff, do love appeals, and I do see CAB representatives there. And as we know, with the advent of universal credit and the disastrous effect that PIPS is having on the vulnerable in our society, people are resorting in huge numbers to the likes of the CAB and all. And this additional funding, especially in this climate, is very much welcomed, and I'm happy to second the proposals.
That's good news for the CAB. Brilliant. Everyone in agreement? Yeah? All right. Moving on then is item number 10. That's the review of lease arrangements with the card shop, Margaret Street, Newry and Kidzone. Janine?
Yes, Chair. We're seeking committee approval to proceed with the formalities around two leases, one for the card shop in Margaret Street, Newry, and the other one for Kidzone at Clockray.
Proposing second.
Sure.
Proposed Councillor
Kinnon.
Second Councillor Murray.
Sure. Could I just ask in relation to the card shop?
Certainly you can. Thank you,
Chair. Do we envisage a big change in the lease arrangements there? Or is this that I personally know some of the people who use that shop and employ it. Just wondering what impact do you think this might have?
Hopefully none. The card shop lease had expired. We had advised the committee, I think, last month or the month before. Normally we would go into an expression of interest exercise. The card shop, however, expressed their own interest to stay, and we went back to our legal department and they're happy to extend it. So we're seeking approval for the extension of that tonight.
All right. Everyone's in agreement? All right. Moving on then is item number 11, P4 Local Action Plan, Janine.
Yes, Chair and members, it is our recommendations arising from the P4 partnership, which require ratification by AHC.
Thank you, Mr. Walker.
Thank you very much. I'm someone who sits in P4. I've seen the excellent work they have been doing over the last number of months, number of key projects coming forward, a lot of them good cross-community. So I would propose the officer's recommendation to approve.
Councillor Highland.
Yeah, Chair, I'd just like to second that. I also sit on the P4 group, and I've also witnessed the outstanding work that they've been doing. Just one small matter. I believe I attended that meeting in Newry on Thursday the 16th. May I think it could be represented? Thank you.
Okay. Everyone in agreement? Yeah? Okay. Thank you, Janine. Item number 12 then is the Derry Lackey Complex upgrade, and that's yourself, Connor.
Thank you, Chair. This is asking committee for an extension to the budget, the existing capital budget of $150,000. Back in May, we took forward the spend for $36,000 to upgrade the pitch in Derry Lackey to an intermediate status. From the FBA recent inspection, we need new goalposts and dugouts, an additional spend of $13,500 from the existing capital budget.
Proposed. Second. Councillor Highland. Everyone in agreement? Yep. All right. Moving on then is item 13, the priority recommendations for place strategy. Connor.
Again, thank you, Chair. This is another good news story. We're asking Council to approve the monies that spend from the $500,000 we were successful from the Rural Development Fund and almost $620,000 of our own capital scheme to develop 16 rural development play parks in the district. But it's asking us then to amend the current play strategy recommendations to, pardon the pun, park them until this work is complete and we're able to build these play parks between now and March. So it's asking Council and Committee to approve this capital budget and spend for this financial year.
Thanks, sir.
Proposed, Chair. But I just would like to ask, with some of the other play parks that we have already agreed to look at in year one, I think I'm particularly of Ballymartin in my own area, can we keep these moving on at the same time so that we would hope to have some success at making at least the first steps within the next year?
Okay. Councillor Murray.
Yeah, just I'll second the recommendations. If I don't know if they were proposed, were they? Yeah, well, I'll second it. Look, it's certainly a great news story for the people in Newtown. There's already been a public consultation out there, and it's captured the imagination in a big way. So, look, it is a great news story for the communities involved in that, and yeah, happy to second.
All right.
Just on that, yeah. Chair, do you want to come back just to Councillor Quinn there? Yeah. There's been, you know, a massive amount of work done to get us to this stage, both for the public consultation and the design of these play parks. I'm coming to it in a report night later on in the agenda. But it doesn't mean that we stop and take the foot of the paddle with the consultation with Alan. So Play Board will continue with the year one and two works on the other schemes.
Okay. All right. Everyone in agreement? Yeah. All right. Moving on then. Item 14 is the play strategy and the value categorisation. Connor?
Yeah, again, thank you, Chair. This is asking committee to approve the recommendation that the play strategy recommendations were that when there's play parks out of 2, 3, or 4 that had low play values and the demographic need was there for investing, the council would carry out the consultation work to decide which park they would upgrade. However, the strategy didn't identify what would happen to the remaining park or play parks. And this is a piece of work the Play Board carried out in separation from Play Services Ireland, looking at play values of these play parks with recommendation. Any park that scores 89 or less and isn't being identified as the park within that area for upgrade, then it is referred to the Council's surplus asset for review.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's just really the query then that those, because there's quite a lot of the facts there, as you can see on the list that's fall below the kind of the cut-off point. Those parks that now are saying, you know, have the minimum or below the play value, you know, what sort of time scale are we talking here? Because obviously a lot of the parks, you know, the work that has been recommended through the consultation, and obviously some have still consultation to go through, you know, what sort of a time scale are we talking about? The only reason I'm concerned is because I see there, they said, you know, one of the key issues is possible reduction in maintenance, and I know an upkeep for play parks with low play value, so how will that impact on some of the parks that, whilst they might have a low play value, are still in quite good condition and are very well used within the area. So, you know, until the new upgraded or in some cases a new park is built. So it's just a query to clear that up in my own head.
Again, Chair and Councillor Priest, the play parks themselves, whenever the works is, the consultation is done and the decision is taken on which play park upgrade, then that play, the existing one will still remain in situ. Again, the park then with a low play value of 89 or less is still going to go to SPNR for a decision on that asset for surface. So again, it's, you know, the park will close or nothing will be removed until it'll still remain as a play park, it'll still be under our maintenance, yeah.
Councillor Highland.
Yeah, just ask a question, Colin. There, it says that the play parks with value of less than 89. So the ones on that list there who have 89, they will be kept on. Is that what we're saying?
Again, Chair, Councillor Highland, there, it says no, any play park with a score of 89 or less, so those with 89 themselves are lower, is the parks that will be recommended for sure.
I have to say, I find that very, you know, harsh on some of those play parks, because I know that they're often used. The fact that they make way of existence when they are on the borderline, so to speak, in terms of this recommendation going through. I find it just very, very difficult. And I see that you have Rain McCreesh Park in there at 86. And again, of course, that might be convenient then for the council to get rid of that particular problem.
All right. Happy. Any further questions? Need a proposal in second? Did you want to?
Sure. If it helps, Chair, just to be absolutely clear, this is what we're being suggested here is a point where once a play park gets to that score, the council then makes a decision. To be absolutely clear, it's all that happens here is that it triggers a report from officers to say, what would you like to do with this park? The council can still decide to keep it open. They can decide to keep it there for as long as they want. They can decide to transform it, or they can decide to have further community consultation to see what should be done with it. Okay. It's simply a mechanism to say to officers, you need to take a report to the council and ask them what they want to do with the park at this point. In terms of the score, this is independently set by Playboard. Playboard were not involved in setting the scores in the first place. That was a different company. So they have said independently, we believe this is the point at which a play park and its play value is such that it's probably not much use to the local community. However, each of these will be considered on an individual basis. If the community is using it, and if the council believes the community are still getting good use out of it, why would you close it? Why would you take all the equipment out? So it's a council decision at the end of the day.
Just a point of information, yeah. Really. It just, cause coming back on that, in terms of all of those parks, and they're not all of them I would be familiar with, but even though they've got a low play value score, it doesn't necessarily mean they've been recommended as the park, you know, the way we're looking at the consolidation of a park. So some of them may be what the public consultation has recommended that they want to keep or upgrade or whatever as well. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's really just from my own mind, because it is quite a tricky one. It's really just a threshold, really. So are we, were them parks where they aren't going to stay on the, or whatever the decision made, but no decision has been made on any of them.
No. Thanks, Ireland. There's a point of information.
Yeah, just a point of information. I mean, the public consultation scheme that I saw in Operation Newry, the one, the meeting that was held in the sports centre,
in relation to Barcroft Park and Ray McCreesh Park. There were more people, more council officers at that meeting than there were people, ordinary citizens. And I think that should be taken into account, that, that the public consultation on that was, for whatever reason, was terribly, terribly weak. All I know from the ground, there was four people in the public along with myself. I was the only councillor attended. But there is a shocking degree of
Kingsbury Island, what's that got to do with this item?
Shocking degree of
operation.
I'm going to say that there's a shocking degree of opposition to the closure of Ray McCreesh Park, and I think that's I'm going to vote against
Kingsbury Highland, we're not talking about closing any park at the moment, so your comment is not relevant to this item. That's okay. Thank you. Yeah, need a second there. Second, Councillor Andrews. Happy enough, moving on. The next item then is the item 15, Clay Strategy Upgrades and Transformation Schemes, and that's yourself again, Connor.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Again, this is the Rural Development Funding Project. There's 10 clay parts here that we've already carried out the consultation and the designs for these 10 clay parts. And the transformation of Ballymurphy Clay Park is included in it, so it's asking the committee to approve this budget and spend to allow us to proceed to carry out these design and build works between now and March.
Councillor Walker.
Thank you very much. I welcome this paper. I think it's long overdue, and I have to say where Rowallan's concerned, I'm happy enough we have three, one in Killalay, one in Crossgar and one in Saintfield for an upgrade. I know the Killalay one is long overdue, even in the old council and that, it never ever got an upgrade or refurbishment, so that has to be welcomed. I see there in the paper it says money has to be spent, the money we got from the rural development program has to be spent by March. Will that mean that these 10 will be complete come next March? The other thing is, as well, and speaking to you in the past, Connor, in relation to extra funding for Killalay, we were going to get some money from the rural development. Obviously, we've got it. It's in it, so it is. You stated that hopefully you would be going out to the one contractor, maybe to do the whole lot, which means you're getting more value for money. Is that still the case? Are we going out to tender for these? Maybe the tenders are already
Councillor Walker, yes, it is. You're correct there with the budget alignment with the rural development council. We had set aside 40,000 for upgrade to these play parks of council's own capital money, but with the rural development money alongside it, you'll see that Killalay one, for instance, has an additional 28,000. So it does give you more value and bigger play park. The contract has already been done and awarded, and council has done approval for Wicksteed. So the contract for design, manufacture, and installation is Wicksteed. And if council approve these, this is why we've done the realignment from the report previously on the agenda, is to ensure that we get these parks built and open before March, and that's what we're aiming to try and do.
Okay, thanks, Omar.
Yeah, I'm happy to second. The drones are fantastic, by the way. If the equipment and the children look as happy in reality as they do in the drones, they're deadly. But just see. That list of 10, Newtown's not on that list. Is that because the consultation that isn't completed yet? And then are we going to have to wait a month to get to here next month?
Sure. There's another report coming now about two play parks in Fork Hill, which were part of the two of the 16 play parks. There's also three other play parks, Newton Hamilton, Ballyholland, and Clock. play park where the actual existing positions of the M3 play parks were in dispute by the community. So there's an analysis piece of work had to be done by Play Board to see and identify where to put these play parks and build them. And that report, hopefully, I'm getting this week, which will come to next month, EHC, and thereafter, decision taken to upgrade the M park.
Okay. Councillor Dorn.
Yes, Conor, why is Bullying Rapids so low at 6,000 if 156 pounds compared to the rest of them?
Again, Chair, Ballymadurphy is one of the play parks that was identified as a transformation, which was to remove the play park. But again, you know, I've made this councillors aware that when we do the community consultation with the group, it's, you know, all of the play park doesn't need to come away. There could still be a small part of play. So this is a design that Wickstead have come up with to minimise and change the actual layout of Ballymadurphy, but keep a still play element within it. So it's not an upgrade, it's an actual transformation of the existing play park.
Thanks, Conor.
And members, I would just highlight that the drawings cannot be circulated to public until it's been fully approved at council. So just be conscious that we can't share these until they're fully approved at full council. So proposer and seconder, happy to move on. All right. Then item number 16 is the Fort Hill Play Park. Connor, have you touched on that?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, this is Fort Hill Play Park. So within the play strategy, we identified two play parks, one in Fairview and the Bog Road, as part of the rural development upgrade of the two parks. However, the Fort Hill Green Space Project, which is the old army base in the middle of Fort Hill Village, potential funding has come in to upgrade this site and this area, which already has existing planning permission, to a larger, neat standard play park. So the two play parks currently are LEAP, which is smaller standard play parks, and the recommendation is to invest into this central location within Fort Hill. Unfortunately, Play Board's report hasn't been submitted with the agenda, and it'll be circulated out to the council as soon as we receive it, but recommendation from them is that a standard NEAP size, a larger play park in the middle of Fort Hill, and the council's budget for the rural development along with the other funding is applied to build one central play park in the middle of the village on this the old army base.
Councillor O'Mara.
Happy to propose.
Seconder. Councillor Highland.
Yeah, well, you have got a seconder for it, but the two ones that were initially proposed, we're going to do away with them and just concentrate on the one in the old army base. What is it, Colin?
Again, and I don't have the figures in front of it, but from the previous, it'll be looking at the play value of the two remaining play parks, and if they're below 89 or below, then the recommendation is to make them surplus assets to the SPNR, or again, part of community consultation is redesign them.
And what sort of money do you hope to get for the proposals for the army base one?
Again, from the rural development monies, we have 70,000 for the two play parks, so it's 140,000 from capital from our own will be invested in it, and there's an additional 50,000 from an R funding for the army base, so 190,000.
Sure, that all, thank you.
All right, everyone in agreement? Yeah. Moving on then is item 17, St. Fields Hockey Pitch Development.
Again, thank you, Chair. This is a request from St. Fields Sports Club, requesting to upgrade a section of land beside the hockey pitch there in St. Field. The request is where they want to change the grass area into a pit-like surface with street lighting on it. They're going to invest and carry out all capital works and insurance themselves, and we are going to engage with them to ensure that the works is the council standard. So again, we're just asking the committee to approve the initial request from the club to upgrade the asset.
Councillor Walker.
Sure, thank you very much. And first, I would propose we accept the officer's recommendation. St. Field Sports Club have done a lot of good work in St. Field and that over the years, and that we're seeing it coming on now with the finishing of the hockey pitch and that there, and it looks well. So it does. So I would make out a proposal, and maybe Connor, you could have a dog walking tractor in it.
Councillor Andrews.
First of all, I welcome the paper, and I second the proposal to upgrade the section of land. And I do see that the dog walking issues have been identified as a key issue, and I'm aware that council officers are working with everybody to address concerns. So I second the proposal.
All right. not further. Everyone in agreement? Yep. All right. Then moving on to item 18, new Downloader Centre opening sales promotions. And that's yourself, Ken.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as we're all aware, the new Downloader Centre construction project is nearing its completion, and with some pretty ambitious targets whenever we open, namely going from 167,000 visits a year to aiming to achieve 432,000 visits per year by the end of 2021. To do that, we believe that there's a key opportunity to maximise commercial opportunities during this forthcoming period of excitement. And with the new facility opening, therefore, we request approval for the implementation of a select number of commercial sales promotions. Earlier in this year, in February, you approved the 2018-19 scale of charges. So we're looking to temporarily add in enhancements and offers around that. So therefore, we're asking the committee approval to allow officers to proceed and to refine and implement the commercial sales options as listed in section 2.1.
All right. And Kieran, we did do this with the new e-list centre, and there was a brilliant uptake that we saw through that. So hopefully the same will be replicated in the new Downloader Centre as well.
Hopefully. Yeah.
All right. Any proposing seconder? Councillor Doran, Councillor Howland. All right. Oh, sorry.
Have we got a specific date for the opening of the new Downloader Centre in Dunpatrick?
Chair, we're nearing the final fit out of the Downloader Centre. We had estimated that during the period of autumn, we'd be in a position to open. So at this stage, we're estimating probably late October, early November. But with any of these type of projects, you know, as we get to the final stages, but we'll keep you informed at all times.
All right, everyone in agreement? Thank you. Moving on then to item 19, that's the new Downloader Centre pricing programme here.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as part of your indoor leisure business plan, we had highlighted a number of key recommendations, and that was mainly around the alignment of all of our indoor leisure facilities, consistency of activities and service right across the district, reviewing all of our coach exercise programmes, and we've made a number of inroads in that in the last couple of years. Hopefully by the end of this calendar year, you will have two multi-million pound new flagship centres in operation following the opening of New Leisure Centre last year. So we're asking the Council to consider the new Down Leisure Centre membership offerings, pricing and programme arrangements to ensure consistent ethos and approaches adopted for the district's two new leisure centres. Currently within Nearing Kilkeel, we offer group exercise classes, and that's part of a fully inclusive price of £29.85 per month. Currently in Down Leisure Centre, that is not available. And there are outsourced coaches that pay us room hire and charge per head, so it's costing our customers in those facilities additional money. So therefore, we're asking committee approval to work closely with our in-house learning and development team to source and deliver training to enable our council staff to upskill to deliver in-house group exercise classes. We're asking for us to proceed with engaging with the current Down Leisure Centre outsourced private coaches. And what I want to stress at this point, where the council cannot deliver any in-house offerings, it is still anticipated that we will work with any outsourced coaches to provide a service that we can't provide, and to introduce a revised membership category for the new Down Leisure Centre that aligns its price point with the Nearing Kilkeel Leisure Centre, and to maintain the existing price point of £24.75 for the use of the Ballymote and Newcastle fitness suites. So we're asking for approval to proceed to refine and implement the pricing and programming options as per section 2.3 within the report.
Thanks, Sir Mayor.
Yeah, happy to propose. I don't think it would work any other way if the prices weren't aligned. Yeah, if it was cheaper in your area, if it was cheaper in Downpatrick, if it was cheaper in Kilkeel. So I think it's a common sense approach, and I'm happy to propose.
Seconder. Thanks for the hug. All right. Everyone in agreement? Yep. All right, thank you. Then moving on to item number 20, the indoor leisure capital budget.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as part of the Council's five-year programme of capital works, a number of projects have already been identified to include and improve indoor leisure facilities. So specifically with regards to the Newcastle area, we had a sum of £180,000 that's already been included within this programme. Officers have identified maintenance efficiencies, therefore resulting in a potential significant underspend in the capital budget for 2018-19. similar to a previous report earlier on tonight with regards to community engagement around the provision of public Wi-Fi, we currently don't have this listed within the capital programme for indoor leisure to enhance the public Wi-Fi offerings across the indoor leisure section. So therefore, noting that the identified budget is already part of the Council's capital programme for 18-19, we're asking for committee approval to allow officers to reallocate the anticipated underspend for the areas identified to meet the needs and those included within the report.
All right. Councillor Dorn.
Proposed, Chair.
Seconder. Councillor Quinn.
Not just second, just yet. A question. The rural person implications, due regard was given. How and what form does it take? Because I think when we've developed a sort of thing as rural person, I would prefer to see it carried out.
Yes, Chair, we
No, go ahead.
Chair, we can confirm that, you know, linking in with the indoor leisure business plan, linking in with our head of equality as well, we ensured that this was carried out. However, I can get you the details of that and circulate it after this meeting.
Please.
Yeah. I need a second, sir. Second, Councillor Quinn. Everyone in agreement? Yeah. All right. Moving on then to item number 21, and it's the Community Trails Report. And that's yourself, Connor.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Council currently have an SLA with ONI to develop on our community trails as identified within the report itself. ONI have identified and secured in principal funding of $120,000 to design and install these community trails, in particular one, the T. Madara Forest Trail. This report is seeking approval from committee, firstly to allow a budget of £8,000 to come up with drawings and designs for the Forest Community Trail, and then to apply a capital match funding of £30,000 towards the funding stream already identified by ORNI.
Okay. Councillor McMurray?
Yeah, just having Limerick Castle Wellen make community trails, it's a real benefit to the local area and benefit to the people that can use them, so happy to propose.
One thing I would add to this is that it's great to see community organisations coming forward and asking for it. You know, the council and ORNI haven't had to go looking for people. There's a lot of community groups coming forward saying that they want this for their area, and that does make the process a lot easier. One thing for those that sit on the LAG is you need to stress that village plans are a living document and they're not static. That they develop and process through time, and that's something that we really need to drive home for community trails. So for those that are members of that, certainly need to raise that village plans are living documents that can change and progress as time goes on. Do I have a proposer? Was Councillor McMurray seconder? Councillor Quinn, did you? No, I don't think Councillor Quinn did. Right. Everyone in agreement? Yeah. All right. Item number 22 is the Kilbrony Park Sports Hub.
Thank you, Chair. This allows the committee to agree with the recommendation to allow council officers to proceed with the design and take this project forward for the development of Kilbrony Park and football pitches and change of facilities within the parkland itself, and to seek funding to deliver on the same.
Councillor Highland.
Yeah. Members would probably recognise there's always been an issue for a long time in Restrepo about playing facilities, indeed the lack of some playing facilities. And one of the problems associated with the Gaelic pitch in the park was that simply the width of the pitch wasn't big enough, it didn't go the standards needed. And hopefully through the drawing up of these plans, that issue can be resolved to a satisfactory conclusion for everyone. So I would like to proposal. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Just before you, Councillor Quinn, Councillor Andrews did indicate beforehand.
In relation to the paper, I welcome it, and I'd like to second the proposals that are before us this evening to support the paper.
And Councillor Quinn, I know you looked at the screen, but if Councillor Andrews had pressed it, it would have taken Councillor Highland off, so he did indicate to me beforehand, but Councillor Quinn.
Yes, well, I was going to propose this item, but also to agree with what Councillor Highland has said. one of the issues does seem to be with the layout for the Gaelic pitch in relation to the Sarter pitch. And I think it's about time we had proper change of facilities up there for the young people who are asked to change along the side of a field in this day and age. So us.
All right. We're proposing a seconder. Everyone in agreement? Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Item 23 then is a proposal for the introduction of breastfeeding welcome here scheme to Newry Moore and Down District Council Public Buildings, and that's yourself, James. James, we need to bring you, yeah, just because we need to be recorded.
Alright,
sorry. So,
turn it off.
That should be you now.
Thank you, Chair. Committed. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval to support the breastfeeding welcome here, Steve.
Right, okay. Go ahead, you're all right.
So, training will be provided by the THS Health Agency for all officers.
All right. Hopefully, people got that all right. Councillor Quinn?
Yes, I would like to propose this item. I know that, particularly in my own area, support for breastfeeding has been very low, and young mothers have to travel outside the area to find support hubs, and that sometimes to Castle Well, Newcastle. So I think we as a council should be promoting breastfeeding as it is the healthy option for children. So I would propose this.
Okay. Councillor McMurray, your light's not working
now. As a father of two children, I'm happy to support anybody that can breastfeed because it's definitely the best for mother and baby, obviously.
All right, thank you. Okay, everyone in agreement? Then item 24 is a proposal for the introduction of the Dementia Friendly Initiative to Newry Moore and Down District Council Public Buildings. We're just sorting out mics.
Thank you, Chair.
You're all right.
Thank you, Chair. I'm committee members. Dementia is obviously an condition which is increasing in common throughout the country. And as such, the purpose of this report is to seek committee approval for council in partnership with the Alzheimer's Society to make the district dementia friendly. We want to do this in phases, and the first phase really is to get training for dementia champions in the council. There will be two per directorate, and then obviously to roll that out, and obviously to welcome people into the offices that perhaps are in the early stages or are suffering from dementia, that we know how to deal with those people sensitively, and eventually also as the workforce working longer as well. Obviously, that might be a problem that we encounter within the workforce, and we would like to have staff well trained in that. So, that is certainly the proposal.
Okay. Councillor Timmins?
Yeah, just I'm delighted to see this initiative as a carer for someone with dementia. And also, I work on social work with older people service, so I see it every single day. I think, you know, we don't realise that some of the simple things that we can do when working with people with dementia that makes their lives so much easier. And another thing, just I work in the South Eastern Trust, and what might be, I don't know if it's available even to for us to access. We recently did training with this virtual dementia bus, and even I've been working in that sector for many years now. And as I said, I look after my my grandmother, I live with her, she's dementia, it really opened my eyes. So if there was anything to try and even link in with that, I think it's a fantastic, it looks at every all your senses and how someone with dementia goes through their daily life. So it's just something to make you aware of as well, because it was very, very useful even within my own daily job of what to be mindful of. So well done, I'd just like to propose it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sir Quinn.
Yes, I would like to second this proposal. I think we have to recognise that people with dementia can still be very physically fit, and they need opportunities to get out and engage with their community, to help them deal with their condition and to, you know, allow them to think and interact with people. It seems to help very much with the symptoms. So anything we can do to help has to be supported. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, I just want to concur with the two previous councillors. I mean, dementia is a stigma. There's still a stigma attached to it. Anything that we can do as a council, we would welcome that. I mean, I just think of two examples, two well-known examples in Scotland, the two Billies, Billy McNeil, former captain of Celtic FC, and Billy Connolly, the great comedian, both men struck down by dementia. And in Newry itself, I have a large number of friends who unfortunately are afflicted with this disease. So anything we can do, especially in terms of promoting and helping people with this disease, greatly welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much. And I know over the past recent years there's been a lot of campaigns around the matter, you know, and one that struck me the most was the I'm Still Me, you know, the person, you know, the different people speaking about their life and the fact is that they feel that they're no different than anybody else. Again, it's good to see other agencies and bodies highlighted, and as a council, this move in this direction has been very much welcome. And for a second, I'm only too glad to second the proposal. It's a way forward.
All right, thank you. And one thing I would say, James and Janine, maybe, just through the DAs, that the virtual dementia bus sounds like a fantastic thing that would create awareness for those that haven't experienced dementia before, understand dementia, and certainly support those that are supporting someone that's going through dementia. So I think that would be good to investigate into. Everyone in agreement? All right. Moving on then, item 25, the Integrated Care Partnerships Memorandum of Understanding. That's yourself, James.
Thank you, Chair and Committee. Integrated care partnerships are a key element of transforming your care. These integrated care partnerships bring together care providers, healthcare professionals, voluntary and community sectors, and also council officers to basically and they help design and coordinate local health and social care services. The representation on council at the moment is Owen Devlin, Assistant Director in Health and Wellbeing. The purpose of this memorandum of understanding really is to set out the framework for working relationships between members of the Integrated Care Partnership, and I am seeking permission from the committee that the MOU is signed. Approval is given for this signature.
Councillor Quinn.
Yes, I would propose this agenda item. I think with the transforming your care, the voluntary and community sector, along with the health professionals, because there is so many services out there that can be a part of the care package, both to keep people active and to encourage them to get out of their own home, take a bit of exercise, improve their health in general. And I think if we can get all of these partners around the table working together, it should be a good thing for the patients.
Yes, Councillor Meyer.
I second that.
Okay. All right, everyone in agreement? Yeah. Okay, moving on then is item number 26 of the Northern Ireland Strategic Migration Partnership request for nominations to Sustainable Communities and Demographics Working Group. And yourself, Ian James.
Sorry, I wouldn't have brought this one to the committee.
Oh, sorry, Michael. Apologies, Michael. The Northern Ireland Strategic Migration Partnership request for nominations to the Sustainable Communities and Demographics Working Group. item number 26.
Item number 26.
There's nothing in my agenda packet.
Yeah, you've just... You should.
Do we need to approve?
Memorandum of Understanding, which is version 3.0?
Next one.
It's just a letter from
them.
We need a nomination of a councillor to sit on this group. The Integrated Care Partnership?
No. So, just one councillor? You don't have 105. There's not on there.
Councillor will be an elected member. So, we need an elected member to sit on.
Okay. So, we need a proposal for a nominee to be elected and an officer to be elected. Do we take proposals from the floor then?
Sure. Would it be an idea maybe to take it to group leaders or maybe let them discuss it? If I propose Sean and somebody else proposes someone else and someone else proposes someone else, how are we going to decide here in this committee? Could I go to group leaders and let them have a discussion about it and see who?
Yeah. So we just go to group leaders and then decision at council then? Yeah. Right. Okay. Happy enough for that, everyone? All right. Quick escape there, wasn't it? Item number 27 is for noting as the scheme of delegation schedule that our director does bring to us twice yearly and not many others do. So Michael, if you want to touch on that.
Sure, I just wanted to check if the appendix to that has been uploaded on the Minutepad. Can any members see the list? I don't think it's there, so I think I might have to bring it back next month. Was no list? Did you get a list, Sarah?
No.
So if it's all right, Chair, we'll bring that back next month. You obviously can't prove a list that you haven't seen.
Okay. All right. Items number 28, 29, and 30, 31, and 32 are for Newton, 33 and 34, unless any members have any questions. No? Okay. Then, just before we go to item number 35, this item is restricted in accordance with Part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. So we will have to ask all press and public members to vacate the chamber, given that this item has been restricted. So may I propose and seconder to go into committee, proposed by Councillor Andrews. Need me to read this, sir? So when in closed session it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Andrews, to approve the Officer of Mayor recommendation as at 3.1 contained within the report. That's us, members. Thank you very much. The meeting is finished.